Minute of silence to mourn and honor the colleagues who have lost their lives in Gaza.
The UN flag flying at half-mast at the organization's offices around the world Monday in memory of the 101 staff members of the UN Agency for Palestine Refugees killed in Gaza since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. The agency says the hospitals in Gaza have essentially ceased to function. Palestinian families living in Gaza devastated. Two Palestinians based in Britain said they've lost 70 family members between them.
I have tragically lost 30 people of my family, three of which just this morning, back home in Gaza, Palestine. Seven of them were children.
Israeli families, too, Monday calling for urgent care for hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza.
We have no time. My grandmother has no time. We need to return them back home now.
It is unclear if Hamas is still negotiating for the release of the hostages. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The world has gathered in Kenya to craft a global treaty to end plastic.
Can you imagine a country like Kenya, which is in the category of low medium income country, has to spend $150 to $200 to manage 1 kilo of plastic compared to a developed wealthy country that will only need to spend $19 to manage that kilo of plastic? And most importantly, Kenya is not even on the table in terms of design and in terms of limiting the production of this plastic.
Alex Cavasso with the Worldwide Fund for Nature. This is VOA News. Madagascar's president, André Rajoelina, held his final campaign rally on Sunday ahead of an election on Thursday. But Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports his rivals are calling for the vote to be postponed and say Rajoelina should be disqualified.
Over the past 6 weeks, police have used tear gas to break up regular protests by supporters of Rajoelina's political opponents. They say he should be disqualified from the vote because he acquired French nationality in 2014. Even the leader of Madagascar's lower house, a member of Rajoelina's own party, has called for the election to be postponed, saying that conditions are not right. Nevertheless, officials say they are pressing ahead with the first round ballot.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says Rajoelina has argued that the Constitution does not require the head of state exclusively hold Madagascar nationality. A new start for Polish politics. Poland's new parliament meets Monday for the first time, with both the ruling populists and pro-European opposition bidding to form the next government. Three pro-EU parties, led by former Prime Minister and European Council President Donald Tusk, won enough to form a majority and are gearing up to take power. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has emphasized U.S. commitments to its allies in Asia and the Indo-Pacific region during a news conference with South Korea's defense minister. We get more on this from AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma.
Our deterrence commitment to the ROK remains ironclad. That includes the full range of our nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. And today, during the security consultative meeting, Minister Shin and I discussed shared opportunities to strengthen the alliance even further.
Austin says he and his South Korean counterpart had discussed continued destabilizing actions by the DPRK that threatens the regional security environment, as well as Russian activities that undermine the rules-based international order. Austin added the recent U.S. military buildup in the Middle East in response to the latest Israel-Hamas war will not compromise its strength in the Indo-Pacific region. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The United States also hosting the annual APEC Summit of World Leaders this week, first time since 2011. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.